Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you at dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
So it's 2026, and the easiest way to make something sound sexy is to stick AI right in front of it. And right now, dropshipping is getting the treatment. I'm John. I've been running e-commerce businesses for over 12 years, and recently I've been seeing the term AI dropshipping popping up. So I took a look into it, and right out of the gates, it's pretty clear that AI dropshipping is actually nothing new. It's just AliExpress dropshipping or low-ticket dropshipping rebranded, and that's a bad thing. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not against AI. I use it every day, and I also use it in the running of my businesses. However, the method that I see most people talking about in conjunction with the term AI dropshipping is completely bogus, as is the notion that AI is magically going to run a business for you, is going to build it, set it up, and manage it for you so that you basically don't have to do much at all. In a sense, this is just the passive income business myth revisited with AI branding. So, here's how AI dropshipping is most commonly promoted online, as far as I've seen it, in terms of the steps involved. So the first one is that AI is going to go out and pick winning products for you. And this is not new. This has been around for ages. There have been tools for years and years that will go out and find, once again, winning products for you. And that's the terminology that's used. The idea is that the AI is going to go out and find products that people are already selling, that are already being advertised online, that are popular, and that you should then just automatically chuck them onto your website and sell them too. Using AI in product research, there's nothing wrong with that. Once again, I do that. Letting AI pick products for you and then just build a business around them is the wrong approach. The winning products approach is also the wrong approach. And that's the real problem here. And this is why. So the winning product approach starts with the object instead of the customer. So you end up being a vendor of a thing and not the go-to store for a type of person who will buy from you again and again and again. If it's winning, you're already too late. That means that what you're gonna do is chuck up a generic looking site for products that other people are already making lots of sales on, as in they're already ahead of you. You're gonna have the same product pages more or less. You're gonna run more or less the same ads. And basically at that point, all everyone's competing on is price. So after a period of time, the margins get absolutely crushed. And this will, step three will show why this might happen. Margins get crushed because there's no minimum advertised pricing for these type of low quality, low ticket products. And so the product itself collapses and you're back on the hunt again for the next winning product. And this is a merry-go-round that will just go round and round and round forever.
Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, I was binging podcasts probably like you're doing right now. And the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you. At dropshipbreakthrough.com/go, you can see a free training where John walks you through one of our businesses and shows you what the site looks like, what the process is for setting up one of these stores, and how you can take your next steps to setting up your own high-ticket dropshipping business. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
You make some sales, then everything just crashes and dies. Then you've got to find another product. Try and make some sales and it crashes and dies. Having AI involved in that is not going to change that one little bit. One-hit products don't grow great stores. So if you've got a business that's focused on selling just one product, you're automatically cutting off two of the three ways that any business grows. Businesses grow by one, acquiring more first-time customers, two, increasing their average order value, or three, selling more to repeat customers. So if you're focused on just selling one winning product, you're not going to increase your average order value very much, and you're rarely going to sell to the same person twice. So you've automatically cut off two of the main ways that you grow any business, which makes that business a pretty terrible business if you can't do those things. The winning product thing relies on trends, and trends decay. Once again, interests don't. So if you've built a product around a business around winning products, what you see is your business spikes and collapses, as I mentioned again and again, because the trends around a product just disappear overnight sometimes. Maybe they last a month, maybe they last 2 months, maybe they last 3 months, then the market moves on to the next one. So if you're just building a store that's focused on selling all sorts of random winning products, it's very hard to build a stable and consistent business that one gives you a base to continue growing off, but also that you can even pay your own bills from, because you have no predictability and you don't know what's going to happen next. And that's not a good way to run a business. So the problem really with the winning products hunting is that you're really building something that's easy to clone, but not something that's hard to beat. So if you focus on picking the right customer first, building a niche store that has multiple products in multiple product categories around what people are already searching and trying to buy first, you're going to build a much more sustainable, profitable, and solid e-commerce business that uses dropshipping as the method of fulfillment. Now, the second step that people talk about with the AI dropshipping thing is that AI creates the store for you. So AI is just going to set up this amazing website and it's just going to be great from the go. Once again, this is kind of twisting the truth a little bit. So you absolutely can use AI to help you build a website these days. And this is fantastic, right? It's cut a lot of development costs down, and it's made things like website coding more accessible for people who don't have any technical background in that, particularly for e-commerce sites where a lot of the tasks that you might need to develop a website or code for are not incredibly complex in the grand scheme of things to get a great outcome. And so I frequently use Claude Code, for example, to help me build parts of websites that aren't readily available in an out-of-the-box website, say on Shopify or something like that. So you can absolutely use AI to help you build a store, but the notion that it's going to set up a whole Shopify account for you and build this amazing looking website that's going to be great out of the gates, it's just not real. That doesn't happen. Yes, you can use it to help you. Can it do it all for you? No. And this falls right into the basket of these people set out there selling, hey, pay me $20 and I'll give you a fully built Shopify account, Shopify store with winning products on it, blah, blah, blah. There have been people promoting these offers for ages. And guess what? They fucking suck. I've seen so many of these stores. I've bought them myself. They're terrible. They look shit. The branding's shit. The store structure's wrong. The coding's bad. The products are effing terrible. And I've seen so many people buy these and wonder why they're not making any sales and their business isn't working. The next one that people say is that, all right, AI's found you winning products. It'll build a store for you. Now it's going to manage all the product data for you automatically, including changing the price for you. It's going to update your price dynamically. Boy, that sounds great. My price is just going to change without me knowing all the time. Sounds great. I'm going to be super competitive. Sounds great. But once again, it's absolute nonsense. Dynamic pricing can be a good thing in e-commerce, but it's not a given it's a good thing. And why might it not be a good thing? Because you need a certain amount of margin to be profitable, because you're going to have costs. And those are not going to dynamically change along with your pricing. So simply saying, well, my price is going to keep going down, so I keep staying competitive. This is the problem with winning product dropshipping, is that sooner or later, that price collapses, your sales collapse, the product collapses, and you're back to square one with no product that works. Secondly, having AI automatically manage product data can get you into legal hot water, right? And I don't recommend it in any case. Once again, yes, you can use AI to help you do things like write product descriptions, edit images, or any of that sort of thing. But there has to be some solid human insight behind it to make sure that what the AI platform you're using does is factually correct. Because if you put up factually incorrect information on your website that a human relies on to make a purchasing decision, they buy a product, and let's say they buy a product that causes harm to them or their property as a result of incorrect information you put on your website, you're going to get sued. And guess what? going to court and saying, oh, well, ChatGPT wrote that for me. I had no idea. It's not a legal defense. So once again, AI automatically managing all your stuff for you. At this point in time, in 2026, AI makes mistakes. AI hallucinates. We know this. It's not a good thing. It's not a good way to run an e-commerce business. And then finally, the last thing I've heard people say is, well, when you get an order, you're just going to get these orders coming in. When you get an order, AI is going to automatically fulfill it for you. Once again, yeah, great. But that's not new. There have been dropshipping platforms around since forever that can automatically connect your store to supplier inventory, can fulfill orders for you when they come in, blah, blah, blah. It's not new. So don't be fooled by that as some good thing. That's nothing. Fulfilling orders, it's not even something you need to automate because it's such a low effort task. So what's missing in this? You know, these are the selling points that people say with AI dropshipping. But what's missing from this? Well, we haven't said anything about the two most important aspects of a dropshipping business. So if you're running an e-commerce business that uses dropshipping as your method of fulfillment, i.e., it's not your products you're selling, you're not in the product development space, so the product isn't actually yours, and that's not the main thing about your business. The two biggest places where you win, where you have complete control with the dropshipping business, are marketing and customer service. So if you do those two things poorly, it doesn't matter what else happens in your business. You're not going to get anywhere with it, right? You'll notice in that explanation of AI dropshipping, there is no mention of marketing and there is no mention of customer service, which is the two biggest things and also the two most time-consuming parts of running an e-commerce business that utilizes dropshipping. And so once again, are these places where AI could help you? Absolutely. Yes, you can use AI, LLMs and other tools. You know, you can use Claude, you can use ChatGPT. There's a whole bunch of task-specific tools out there as well to help you with aspects of marketing or customer service or both. But can they completely handle it for you and do all of the work for you? No, they can't. And should they do it for you with the winning product low ticket approach? No, they shouldn't. Once again, that doesn't work and it's not about to work. The conclusion here, really, if you want to get down to it, is that AI dropshipping is a term being pushed by either the dropshipping platform providers, which have been around forever, and this is just a new tool for them to keep you buying from them and relying on them to source these and to fulfill these terrible low-ticket products, or by influencers that want to get your attention and to dupe you into buying something from them. That just doesn't work well and never has. As I said, AI dropshipping is just AliExpress dropshipping rebranded. That died in 2019, or it's just low-ticket TikTok dropshipping, which was never really a consistent or good thing in the first place. If you'd love to learn how to build and grow an e-commerce business that uses dropshipping as the method of fulfillment with a system that's worked for over a decade and still continues to work today, just hit subscribe to this channel, check out our other videos, and head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go if you'd like to learn more. The link's in the description. We can show you how to do dropshipping by yourself. We'll show you how to do dropshipping with AI as well. If you want to, check it out today.
John and I both love business, think about it all the time, can't turn it off, and don't know why anyone would want to. And because of that, we started a second podcast where we can talk about everything we've ever wanted to talk about in business, not just dropshipping. We like talking about all things business. So if you want to hear John and I talk about all sorts of stuff, from camel meat dropshipping businesses to PDF dropshipping to a guy gambling $100 every single day on YouTube Shorts to how OnlyFans taught us lessons in business, we're all over the place over there, but it's a really fun podcast. So if you're a podcast listener, you love John and I, head over to your podcast player of choice and look for The Low Bar Podcast. You'll see a blue image and you'll see a cartoon version of John and myself. And go back and start at episode one. I promise you will not regret this. This is one of the more fun projects that I have done recently. I know John's having fun too, so we'd love it if you joined us. Check out The Low Bar Podcast on YouTube or wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts.